And her name?
Susie.
Okay, Susie. Can you take, without too much trouble, can you take her picture out so that I can feel the vibrations? Okay. Okay, well, first thing that I saw with Susie is I saw three women. And I saw three women behind each other. One was walking behind each other, and everything was black. First of all, I saw Susie leading the way. She's a leader, okay? She likes people to follow her. And I saw her with like a, what do you call them? Yeah, exactly, over her, like a, over her head and coming down on the shoulders. And each of the women had one as well. Everything was black, if you can picture a black and white negative, or a black negative of a photograph. That's what I was seeing, was like that, just the negative. But I knew it was her and two other women. And what it told me right away was that the way she was walking, it was like she was trying to cover up. It was like she was trying to cover up something. She was trying to hide from what she was doing and what she was trying to be. I felt some darkness around her, okay? I didn't necessarily feel a lot of white light. What it was telling me is that sometimes she has a tendency to delve into thoughts or into things that she might not know how to deal with. You know what I'm saying? It's like she might have a tendency to go back and forth. She wants to deal with the dark and deal with the light and deal with the dark and deal with the light. It intrigues her. You know, I don't know if you're aware of this or have been aware of it or have suspected it, but she kind of floats back and forth. In other words, I don't feel she's as dedicated to the white as she is to the as you are. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel that Susie is into the occult or mystical more than she is on achieving perfection. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a difference there. But when a person goes back and forth and they're not sure, and their delving and their interests are more into the occult, and I'm using the word occult, then they flip. They go to the one side and to the other. I feel Susie really used you. You know, I hate to put it that way, but that's the way I feel it. And I feel like she had such mixed emotions that she didn't know where she was coming from. And I feel that by you putting yourself in the same context with her, she could bring you down versus bring you up. Her karma is not quite as, you know, her karma is on the darker side. She's got a lot of learning left to do. And she's got a lot to do and learn with people and relationships. So I feel that there's a very strong self-centered part of her still. She hasn't released that. You know, she puts herself first. Susie's number one. And you don't need that in your life.